And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
That's how we
get the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Nipping in the bud.
Sorry. Nip it in the bud, guys. Great. The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Nipping in the bud.
So if you don't know who the Nip It in the Bud guy is, Big D found this guy who... thinks
does
he's
a horrible Don Knotts impersonation.
Yeah, it's I don't know if it's Don Knotts or Barney Fife.
I mean,
because he's acting like he's Barney Fife.
Then wasn't Barney Fife basically just Don Knotts?
Yeah.
I mean, it was no.
I mean, he could have been Mr. Furley. It's the same thing.
It is the same shit.
Do you guys remember the Mr. Limpet cartoon where Don Knotts
the incredible
turns into
Mr.
a fish?
Limpet?
Yes. That was like my favorite show when I was a little kid.
That got
kid.
Me extra points in geometry.
How so?
Because my geometry teacher remembered the movie where Don Knotts turns into an animated fish, but he couldn't remember the name. So I went home and I asked my dad.
It was the incredible.
And I came back the next day because this was pre-Google.
That's right. That's before you could
so
Google
I got
stuff.
Extra
People
points.
Actually had to
yeah,
know
I've never
it.
Seen the movie, but I will never forget it because I got extra points for The Incredible Mr. Limpet. And tell me, every time you go on a carousel, do you not
by the way,
reenact?
I don't know what Bubba's doing right there.
That's what he would do to send the torpedoes towards the German U-boats. And if you don't know, it's a great show. You guys never saw it?
I know. No,
well, oh, that
I
was like
that.
When I was a little kid, man. My dad made me watch every old TV show ever. Like, my dad, it was like, and he's still that way. He's got his Westerns on. I've seen every Western. You know, as a little kid, I would just sit on his lap and we'd watch John Wayne movies and all that kind of stuff. Those channels that would play like the John Wayne stuff and all, they would every once in a while throw in, you know, the incredible Mr. Limpet. So I've seen
was, he
all
did
those.
Some astronaut movie.
Yeah.
And I swear last time I went to go see my parents, my dad put it on and I was like, are we really watching Don Knotts as an astronaut? And then meanwhile, my younger brother was up visiting and he's like this huge Don Knotts fan. He's like, what are you talking about? This is a masterpiece. And I was like,
all
right,
first
I
of all,
about but numbered.
I was going to say, you're the person who loves
the
monkeys.
But you're insulting people who love
well,
Don Knotts.
Because there's a lot of people who
I mean,
feel-
my family, well, except my dad, but like my mom and brother like love the monkeys and whatever. But yeah, but that was stuff I watched when I was a kid. So of course, you know, I loved it. I grew up with it.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a huge Don Knotts fan. I didn't realize we
there are, man.
Dude. My brother won a trip to Disney World a few years back. He and I went. He took no less than 4 carousel rides to reenact Don Knotts on the carousel in the opening of Three's Company.
Oh my God.
Wow.
When he was Mr. Furley.
He wanted to get it right.
I had to take, I mean, you don't even know how many of those pictures were my camera roll.
Oh,
and
that's
it's weird
because
I look at my brother and I go, you weren't alive when this stuff was on,
was
but
that
he loves
pre,
it.
Was that pre or after? I mean, was that on a camera, like a phone or was it
no,
on
No, this
a,
was fun. This was just a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, like 2 adult children
now,
went
who came
to Disney
first,
World.
Mr. Furley or Mr. Roper? Didn't the Ropers come first?
I think the Ropers were first, yeah.
Yeah, and then they got spun off into their own thing.
Yeah.
Well, the
Which
Ropers
failed.
Came after Three's Company, then...
No, I'm saying, but the Ropers came before Mr. Furley.
Yeah.
Mr. Furley
Mr.
was
Furley.
Like...
Mr. Furley? I don't even know what Mr. Furley
Mr.
is.
Don
Knotts on
Three's
Company.
Company.
Yeah, he's like, he was the replacement for the Ropers.
The replacement landlord.
Oh, I thought Don Knotts came first.
I thought it was the Ropers.
Man.
It must have been.
I mean, you could check the bins.
Hey! Yeah. Google it.
I mean, I'd Google it.
Or, you know, you could Bing it like a you know, hipster.
Here's what I'll do. I will play. Let me pull up a window here so I can Bing the heck out of this. I will play the Nip It in the Bud guy just so everybody can get caught up on what they've missed. This is a Don Knotts impression.
It's fine if I'm nipping in the bud, David. Nipping in the bud. Nipping in the bud. It's a little bonfire. Oh, Don Knotts is here. On the end of nipping
God,
in
so
the
bad.
Bud,
it's
baby.
The worst.
Just nipping in the bud, David.
That's my favorite part. He says, nip it in the bud, baby. He goes, nip it in the bud, baby. And he goes, nip it in the bud, David.
Yeah, the Ropers were indeed first
okay,
because of the spinoff.
Just nip it in the bud, David. Nipping in the bud, okay?
Okay, so the Ropers were first.
I could have listened to that for 3 hours and never would have thought he was Don Knotts.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That was... By the way, we're signing...
Oh, you guys are doing the postcards? Now. Yeah, Big D and I already signed them, and they're all filled out, and now Patrick and Carson are catching up. If you don't know, from time to time, we solicit and we say, hey, you know, the next 25 people to text us your address and stuff, you'll get a personalized postcard. And
Big D will literally just sit here and fill out these postcards.
There's got to be, what, 60 or 70 right there? I mean, he's got a bunch.
50, yeah.
So, yeah, they're out there. And, yeah, it was the Ropers first, so there you go. Are y'all ready for Yellowstone to blow up? I had some – last night we were doing our firefighting, some other training, and one of the guys there was talking about that National Geographic special, that Yellowstone. And he goes, well, you know, the only reason they did that was to document Yellowstone – for future generations, because it's about to blow.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and he goes into this whole big thing. He's like, "The land is rising. We average about 18 inches every couple months." I'm like, ah,
"Man, that's
I don't
a lot."
Know. I Googled.
Feels like a lot.
I Googled or I binged. Pardon me.
Binged.
Because I don't Google. I still say Google because that's the verb.
Yeah, because that's what people do. They Google
but
things.
But I don't do it. I mean, that's like saying you Xerox things and you go and you throw it on your Canon copier.
Do you know the first TV show to ever use Google in that capacity?
What?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Really?
Yep. Willow. Oh. She was a little genius.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, kids.
What a bunch of unnecessary information our heads are filled with.
I know.
With.
It's like, the stupidest
seriously,
stuff that's
we're
in your
just
head.
So... full of Carson and I, had we been together, would have won HQ Music Trivia last night. But, you know, I missed question 10, which infuriated me, and I knew 11 and 12, which Carson got to 12.
Yep.
Patrick, why are you not on? Like, can you scoot over just about
why
a foot?
Why am I not on what?
Camera?
We want to show you.
I don't
want to
be
on
camera.
I love that Patrick is hiding. He is like underneath.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Big D's not here. He started feeling bad, so he is home. This is the first podcast he's missed, right?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But anyway, Yellowstone is
there. Can you see me?
Oh, this dude's like, oh yeah, you got to be prepared, man. You got to figure this out because what's going to happen? What are you ready to go? I mean, I'm like, ready to go with what? He's like, three quarters of the country is going to be without food, and we might have the longest winter. It'll be a year without a summer. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, you can't let that rule your life. And I consider myself a prepper.
Yeah.
To a certain point. I mean, I'm not crazy. I don't have caches all over the country and whatnot, but I do have things prepared. I have a lot of canned goods and a lot of bullets and a lot of alcohol and things like that. The alcohol is for trading purposes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, so I have a lot of stuff like that. And that's also one of the great things about doing the firefighter thing is that gives another, the firefighter, the medical stuff that gives me another little.
Oh, you got all the life-saving arsenal ticked off, man.
So these people who, you know, may end up running things while the world is recovering, I'll have some use. They'll pay me in food.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the plan.
I also have lots of alcohol for trading purposes.
All right. So how much food do you have in your fridge? Like how long could you live off of what's in your fridge? Do you have enough?
One day?
Four days.
I don't keep food.
I've got approximately 8 protein shakes right now, 16 eggs, 2 bags of cheese, 36 cans of Diet Coke.
First of all, yep. How do you know that off the top of your head?
I take inventory because I need to go shopping soon.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, I have a bag of chips.
Are you kidding? Is that, like, a real thing?
No, that's legit. I mean, I could go home, like, in an hour
but
and send
you
a picture
of
my fridge.
But you know you have 36 cans of Diet Coke?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always know how much Coke I have on hand. Like, there is no messing with
that
me and my Diet
Coke.
That
is by far the most neurotic thing I've ever heard Carson say.
Really?
I have 36 cans of Diet
really?
Coke. Yes.
Oh.
And that's saying something because Carson is a tiny bit neurotic. I have no food in my house. None. I just don't. I live right next door to a grocery store.
Yeah.
So when I need food, I just go get it.
Yeah. Well, and I've had it's
what about
been
canned goods? Do you guys have like your pantry stocked at least?
I have like 5 or 6 cans of tomatoes and about 8 cans of mushrooms.
So
and I think I have a can of soup.
You can make an apocalyptic pizza.
That's what I do. I make my keto pizza that I put the tomatoes and the mushrooms in the pan, and I let all the juices kind of come out. And then I cover it in mozzarella, let it melt, I flip it over, and it's pizza without crust.
You don't have mm-hmm. like you know, water or anything stored at all?
Mm-mm.
Or is that where your 36 Diet water. Cokes no. come
yeah,
in?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I stay hydrated.
But what happens if Yellowstone blows up? What are you going to do?
Do I really want to live in a world without TV? Because if everything blows up, the first thing to go is going to be entertainment. And we all know that's what I want in life. So what am I going to do? Watch people like put on puppet shows? Nope.
Hey, I can put on a mean puppet show.
That's going to be what you bring to the society.
I will be.
After the fact, when everything falls apart, you're going to bring puppet shows.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a no. That's a big. Like,
you can sew. See,
that's true.
That's
I can
a very
sew.
Good skill.
Yeah.
Do you need an actual sewing machine? Or can
no,
you...
I can hand stitch.
Okay.
I can do that.
Yeah, so you bring
if
something
you need,
to the
if
table.
If you need jeans customized in the apocalypse, I am the girl.
Carson is your girl. Carson could bedazzle your stuff in the apocalypse, man. Mm-hmm. She could get you a shirt that says, back off, zombies. She got you. You know?
Yeah. That's like, what do I want to stick around for? If, you know, if I
you
want to
be one of the people vaporized when it all goes
yes.
down?
Yes. Because here's what are we all afraid of with dying, right? Like
dying,
dying because everything goes on without you. Well, if
the fear
like
of missing out is a big deal.
That's my thing, the FOMO. But like, if you guys are surviving on,
are you saying FOMO is the only reason you're afraid of death?
I mean, I don't want it to hurt either, which is why vaporization sounds
actually,
awesome.
I actually go along with her on that because being
gosh.
A kid of the 80s, man, everything was Star Wars to me.
Yeah,
and there was always these rumors that. One day they would come back and finish the series, you know, and I was like, okay, well, I just hope I live that long to see that. And when George Lucas announced that he was doing the prequels, I freaked out. And I would, after I saw the first one, I was like, I literally would think, man, I hope I don't die before the next one because I really want to know what happens. And then after the next one, I was like, man, I hope I don't die before the next one because I really want to see what happens. And now I'm like, because they keep putting these movies out every so often, I'm like, well, I hope I just don't die. I want to live to 300.
I'm not kidding. One of my thoughts when my grandfather passed away, he was a huge fan of The Sopranos. Like, he loved that show. And it very much bothers me that he died before it ended. Oh, that was so unfair that
he would have hated the ending.
That's true.
You know what? I was happy that I lived to see the end of How I Met Your Mother until I saw it. And I was like, oh, my God, this is horrible. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It was
so
perfect.
Bad.
That whole series finale was absolutely perfect until the last 5 minutes.
Well, I remember I didn't see the finale.
Terrible.
I saw the one where they were doing the previews like at the very end when they show the girl with the yellow umbrella or whatever it was.
That was the end of the season before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I saw that and I was like,
mother.
Oh wow, it's about to wrap up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
And then I didn't watch that entire next season.
That season was great, and
the
whole...
show was great. The show was a
the
great
whole final
show
episode, brilliant. Think about it. That whole final episode, fantastic, until about 7 minutes from the end.
Don't get me started on TV shows that screw it all up in the end.
Oh, yeah. There are a bunch of those.
Like what?
Dexter. Last season. Kill it. Start over.
Really?
Dexter's one of the most brilliant television shows ever.
So.
You thought, like, season two of Dexter, you're like, wow, this is brilliant television. Then you watch season four, and your mind is blown. You can't believe anything could be this good. And then you realize, wow, something that went this high went this low. The last season of Dexter is terrible. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I worship
That's
Buffy.
That's the thing is,
we
get so upset when shows end after 3 and 4 seasons, but that's usually when they peak.
Let them go out on top.
Yeah,
let them go. Yeah.
So many shows that hung on.
Stacey and I were watching something a couple years ago. Oh, no. Ascension. It was a one-season show on Sci-Fi Network.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crud, was it good. Basically, what they had is they had these people who were on this journey to repopulate, like, another planet. But they left Earth secretly in the 1960s in a giant rocket. Well, the whole thing is a fraud. It's literally just an experiment to see how people who can't get out of this little tube...
To see how they
will react to each other over time. And when will it degrade and how much will it degrade? You know, when are people going to just fall apart? And
what was it called?
It was called Ascension, I think.
Isn't there like a movie like
fascinating.
That?
It was, holy crud, it was good. And it had the girl 6 of 9 from Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
The hot one.
I've heard. I think she was on Big Bang Theory. So I think I know who
she
was.
The tall.
Yeah, I think so.
Short hair, blonde.
Yeah, I think she was like on a train with them or something on Big Bang.
Ascension.
But
no idea.
But that's the thing. Like, you hate to, like, Freaks and Geeks, I still loved to this day, and it was one season. But maybe that's okay.
Well, that
didn't need
was.
To go further. Like, Ascension maybe didn't need to go further because now you're left with a great show.
I watched
By the way,
finale.
It is Ascension, one series, and it was so great.
I watched the finale of Star Trek The Next Generation the other day to remind myself how it ended because they're supposedly bringing it back.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, I thought it was just going to be a series on Picard that they were bringing back.
Yeah, but you know how it is. It starts with Picard, and then, you know, they'll bring back each other character a little bit.
And now Deanna Troi.
Yeah, they'll all make appearances because they all live in that same universe, and I am all about it.
Jonathan Frakes? Dude, if he's back, I'm all for him.
Yeah, what is he doing, though? Seriously.
I don't know, but he's hot. He's married to Jeannie Francis and hot.
Is he still hot?
He's still a good look. Oh, speaking of hot, did you see John Hamm is going to be in Top Gun? Dude! Oh, my. I was like, yeah.
I don't know what.
John Hamm in a flight suit?
We talked about it. I think you were out of the room when we talked about it.
Oh,
but.
I'm so in for this.
All right. So, are you ready to see Jonathan Frakes now?
I am. Is he not still good looking?
I don't know. Hold on. Let's show the people.
He just had that really good beard.
I binged it. Oh,
good,
he's still
jawline.
Got the beard. That's Jonathan Frakes.
I hope he's a handsome older gent.
All right. And hold on. Wait. Here you go. I'm going to turn it over to you so you can see your boy.
Oh, well, that's an odd, like, angle of him, right? He's obviously at a convention and somebody's taking a photo, but he's not bad looking.
It still looks like him.
He still looks good. He's got those pretty blue eyes.
Did you see the picture of, what's his name, from Gladiator?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe was on some TV show recently, like Good Morning America or whatever. He's shaped like me. Oh. Russell Crowe was like,
I still love
everything
him,
I wanted. Like that,
still love Gladiator.
That
still
Gladiator
love him.
Build, I'm like, yeah, I want to look like Russell Crowe from Gladiator
Russell
one day.
Russell Crowe did kind of let it go a little bit.
He did like chunk
so
out.
Happy. I'm so happy about that.
Did you? There were rumors for years that he was dating Steve Irwin's widow.
Really?
He and Terry Irwin are super good friends. I guess he loves Steve, and he's a big donator to the zoo. And there were all these rumors that they've been dating. And she's very public about, no, there's no one who will ever measure up to Steve. And I'm like, girl, if you can get you some Russell Crowe, okay. Steve would approve.
All right. Go ahead, and you could slide that over and take a look.
What are we looking at?
Oh, dear, Russell Crowe. Oh, honey. I mean, I'm no skinny mini, but like, oh, Russell.
Russell.
Oh, honey.
It happens, man. It happens.
Happens to the best of us.
I feel you.
Granted, I never had my look
he
like
gained
Russell,
it
young Russell
Crowe.
All
in his stomach.
Yeah.
It's all in his stomach.
It's we have the same build.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh,
it's everywhere.
Oh.
It's
everywhere.
Oh. Russell Crowe got fat.
What's his name from 300? Still in shape, right?
Gerard Butler. I don't know, Butler. But my
oh yeah,
goodness.
He still looks good.
Did you see what's the one? Live like? Are you okay, Patrick?
No, I just want to stand up. I am loving fat Russell Crowe.
Well, why are you put it
spirit
back?
Animal?
Oh my god! Look at that beard. I even have a better beard than fat Russell Crowe.
You know, I didn't realize how huge his head was.
Oh
he's
yeah,
got
well
a
that
big giant head.
Oh, fat Russell Crowe, you are the best. here's fat Russell Crowe with no beard. Not much better.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see.
Y'all, quit picking on Russell Crowe.
No, what? I'm just saying. Look at me. I'm as big as that dude. I'm just happy he's joining the club.
Robin Leach died from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Not going to lie. First
famous.
Thing I said to Bubba before the podcast when he told me that, dude, Robin Leach wasn't already dead? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I thought he died in the 90s or something.
You know the first thing that, like, he was trending on Twitter, and so I clicked on it. The first tweet that popped up was a picture of him and Vince Neil from Motley Crue. Because apparently they were really good friends, so Vince memorialized him. And I was like,
you know
really?
What?
That's your guy?
All right. That's
okay,
cool.
Have at it.
Robin Leach.
Robin Leach, the man who everyone did a very bad impersonation of for most of the 80s. Wow. Pretty good.
I tried to find a clip of Champagne Wishes and Caviar Dreams. Nobody has it uploaded.
And Caviar Dreams.
What is that?
That's for the, that was his tagline at the end of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
That was stuff my grandma watched.
I never watched that show. I remember my grandma watching it. I'm Robin Leach,
and you're watching Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
That was like
the precursor. This princess doesn't have all her shoes. Like, I mean,
it was always weird stuff.
Wait, what?
I watched something about Princess Diana and like her life isn't all tiaras and shoes. What? Okay.
But her life isn't all tiaras and shoes.
Yeah.
It's just like that. It's very bad. Robin Leach is like every freaking bad stereotype of an English guy ever. I'm assuming he was English. I really don't know.
Wasn't he?
I mean, you have to be. Was he English? Looking that up? Some weird accent.
Robin Leach?
Yes.
I think he was like South African or something.
I mean, you have to have an accent to be that guy. Right.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I binged it. I didn't Google it.
Yeah, sure.
No, he is London. It says born in London.
Yeah. Robin Leach. Seriously.
Robin Leach.
I think I was doing that impersonation when I was 10. I think. Yeah. Like everyone. This is how all of us learned how to do a bad British accent.
Has your daughter started doing accents yet?
No.
My kids do them, and they're awesome.
Especially Ava, right? Like, she was all about that when she was little.
My daughter does accents all the time. Like, her British accent is great. She goes up on the end. She's like, hello, father. Oh, father. Whatever. I don't know how she does it. She's really good at it. I can't do it. But she does that. She does. One of her friends is Indian, so she's around her all the time. So she's got this girl's mom down.
That's cool.
Like, it sounds, if you didn't know it on the other end of the phone, you would be talking to a 40-year-old lady from India.
Hmm.
I mean, she's really good at it. She's getting it down, man.
We used to do the foreign accent game, like when you were traveling. You try to see how long you could hold it up without cracking. So much fun.
Oh,
actually, my buddy Drew and I used to go out in the French Quarter, New Orleans, and try to pick up girls using foreign accents. And it was, and then you had to hold it.
That's a good idea. You can't drink too much because otherwise.
The thing was, he would always go with like some English or South African accent, and I would always go with French, which was dangerous because I don't speak French. So if you really start. You know, you can get in a lot of trouble if you pick an accent that requires you to know another language at some point.
Yeah. I did
Bubba.
I was what?
Can do the world's greatest French accent.
Oh, no. Not right now.
Bubba can show us Claude.
Oh, I'll show you Claude in a little bit.
Oh, no.
I did we did the same thing. It's funny about the foreign accents thing because when I had returned from Guam, I still had my Guam driver's license and all that stuff. So, I was out with a bud and we were having a good time.
Yeah.
And Michael Todd, shout out to you, brother. But we went out, and he was like my bodyguard, and I was the president of Guam.
Oh, yeah.
And
who knows?
It worked.
And you were probably like 22.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, gosh.
It worked. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I was going to tell a story just now, but Drew might get me. I might get in so much trouble.
Yeah, don't ruin somebody's marriage.
We used to have a lot of fun. No, it wouldn't be anything that his wife would get that mad about, but still. We used to have a lot of fun back in the day pretending to be people we were not.
Did you guys do the whole thing where you would change your name? Like, okay, hey, my name is your name is my name, so
we
that
never
way.
Never did that, but we would... Mm.
Really? Girls don't do
really
that.
Not.
Guys have scams, man.
Well, a lot of this is just to entertain ourselves.
No, the only time I've faked accents because some guy asked me out one night at a bar and I gave him a fake number and I go back to the bar a week later and he's there and he came up to me. He's like, "Didn't I meet you?" And I put on a fake accent, like, "No, you didn't." Like, isn't your name whatever? No, it's not.
By the way, if you ever use a fake name, always use your own. Because what's going to happen is somebody's going to walk up to you and go, "Carson!" And then you're stuck in front of whoever you're lying to.
Wait, what do you mean you use a fake name?
If you use a fake name, go with a fake last name.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you don't want somebody, if you're Patrick.
That's an old spy trick.
Yeah. You want to make sure that somebody doesn't walk up and out you.
Mm-hmm. Because if Bubba was a spy, right? And for some reason we happen to see him, but we're like, "Bubba, what's up?" And that way his cover would not be
spy
blown.
Tricks. Did not ever think of that.
Uh-huh.
Never really.
There's some smarts right there. A lot of smarts. By the way, they know now all at the fire station what I do. Because it had been, like, most of the people, I would say all of them initially didn't know that I was the radio guy. And then, like, over time, one or two people would find out. And then you know how it goes.
Yeah.
So it went through. I showed up at the fire station the other day. I walked in, and they went, "Hey, Bubba." And I went, "Oh, crud." So that little age of innocence is gone. Kind of broke my heart. I'm going to miss the you know.
Anonymity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to end up with, because they're talking about, I have to get a new coat for my gear. And they're like, "Oh, we might put Bubba on the back." I'm like, "No, put my last name like yours."
They're right,
like,
yeah.
"Oh, no, man.
Like, no.
That's cool." I'm like,
I don't blame you.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
I want to be like y'all. I want
exactly
my last name on there.
Keep it professional.
Yeah.
I understand.
Again, a lot of people who have been watching on Facebook are like, where's Big D? Where's everybody? Big D again fell ill towards the end of the show. He left and
left us here by ourselves
to our own devices.
Oh Lord.
Dangerous.
Nipping in the bud.
Oh, and there you go.
No, that is just awful.
Anything so you guys want to chat about, or are we done? Because
anything I want to chat about. I do want to say, I had a kind of a sad moment this week, because one of my favorite teachers from when I was in high school passed away.
Aww.
And it has had one small benefit that a bunch of my old friends have reached out that I haven't talked to in a while, and we were all kind of reminiscing and talking about her. You know, I had the same English teacher for 3 years in high school, so she had a very big impact on our lives. And you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know what? You should tell people like that they meant a lot to you, because now I'm kind of regretting that I didn't do that while she was.
Was it natural causes or an accident?
No, she was in her 70s and she had been ill. So it was kind of.
Weren't you friends with her on Facebook and stuff?
I was.
I feel like she probably knew that you appreciated her then.
I think she did, but I really kept in touch with some of my former teachers, and she was one of our favorites, and she was just not that, you know, big on social media and stuff. She was just kind of there on Facebook. She didn't really. So I don't know. Every time I would go home, I think, oh, I really ought to call Mrs. Gibbons. And then I'd forget.
Bubba, are you in touch with any of your old teachers?
No. Miss Schutz. Miss Schutz, look me up.
Bubba, it's always about Miss Schutz.
Miss Schutz she's the reason I'm a nerd and I love science. I mean, I loved her.
I guess
that was the only class I ever really looked forward to.
I guess I was a really nerdy kid, or maybe we were just really lucky, but we had like
teachers that we
Listen, I went to a public school in New Iberia, Louisiana, and we got lucky, because you hear a lot of bad things about schools, and even the schools there, I hear from other people, and I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I had great teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. I turned out just fine. Well, I turned out okay.
By no fault of theirs, you turned out the way you did.
No, I was looking. Her daughter sent me a message this morning thanking me for something I had written. I did write something on my Facebook page about her, and then her daughter saw it and replied, and I said, well, think about this. There were only 20 people in my English class in my grade. Out of those 20 people, she could count a pharmacist, a dentist, computer programmer, an author, an interior designer, a chemist, a political activist, a naval officer, a national radio personality, several doctors, a few business owners, and a handful of teachers and professors. That's one class.
Yeah.
20 kids. Every one of them, you know, and all of us are parents, and all of us, you know what I mean? Like, really, you had a huge impact by being a teacher that everyone actually, and she taught us how to write. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew how to write when I was 15, but not until. You don't know how to really write until you get a good high school English teacher gets a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that every day. I use that skill.
I learned how to write the letter F in cursive the other day.
Mm.
Did you not know that?
I had forgotten.
Oh.
Frankie came up to me because he's always written his name in regular print. And he goes, Dad, how do you write an F in cursive? And I went, and I looked at the paper and I picked with a pen, and I'm like,
he had to write a capital F.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's even worse.
I know how to do the lowercase. Yeah. I'm like, okay, what does this F look like? And I'm sitting here, I thought once I picked up the pen, it would just come natural. But I am completely out of practice.
Could you do a capital cursive Q?
Yeah, because it looks like L. It's kind of a weird looking squiggly. Yeah, I know what that one looks like. But an F, I was like,
it's a weird letter you just don't use much.
Yeah.
It's like, I really... I'm like, I would love to marry someone with a Z in their last name. Because I like writing Z's in cursive. I know, what a weird reason.
Z's look wonky.
I know, but
it's
like
a big thing and a little thing and a squiggle on the bottom and a tail. And yeah, not cool.
If the letter is not in my first name or parts of my last name,
you don't know how to write it.
I don't know how to write it. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, Frank, you know, I don't know. Because he's at that age now. He has to start coming up with a signature.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, okay, so here's what you do. Here's, we binged it. And then we looked it up. And I'm like, okay, so start practicing this. It looks like a J. A capital F looks like a J with a little
line through it.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, start practicing how you want to write this out. I said, because this will be your signature for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so start developing your autograph. I said, one day when you're famous for whatever you're going to be famous for, this is how you're going to do it. One
or
day when you buy a house.
You're running a business and you have to sign everybody's checks.
Yeah, whatever it is. I'm like, you know, this is going to be your mark. And he's like, well, why do you put a smiley face in yours? Because I always do. Because
you're 10.
Because I'm
goofy. Oh, have you ever seen my signature?
No.
Do you have a smiley face in
yours? No, mine starts with a star.
Let me see. Did you sign the card?
Well, no, I'm talking my real first name, not Carson.
Okay.
I sign it with a star.
I want to see that later.
Oh, my gosh.
On the top?
No, I start the letter with a star.
This is
because,
Bubba's real
because I always wanted to be a star.
When he signs contracts and deals for the company that
read my contract with you guys.
Oh, my gosh. You don't really have a star on it, do you?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
I can show you canceled checks. Wait, I pay rent to you every month. There's canceled checks.
There's my S. Just for those of you who want to see it, that's how it goes.
Yeah, give me a post-it.
By the way, Carson just exposed a little staff secret that I'm not sure we've ever told the audience until just now.
That's how I sign the letter.
Oh my goodness, that's so great.
I start it with a star.
When Carson
my legal first name.
She pays rent to me every month. She doesn't mean for working here. She means she actually lives in an apartment that I own. So, it's a small world.
That's weird.
We all work together, and also I own Carson's home.
Yep. Yep.
And you know what?
Patrick ever changed the locks, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That is weird. I would not feel comfortable. No offense.
Why not?
Because I'd be like, man.
Because like everything's kind of tied together.
When I need something fixed in the apartment or the condo or whatever, I'd be like, I don't want to bug them because we have all this stuff at work and this and that. You know, it's just that,
I think
that
it
kind
makes
of stuff.
It even easier, actually.
I do, too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, also probably because the place that he owns is actually very nice and pretty much is up to date. Whenever they own. Like, he went and got a washer dryer because I wanted one.
Yeah. And so, if something goes on, Carson called me. Well, Carson could call me. You know, it's not like it's some person that lives there that I don't know or some landlord that she doesn't know. So,
like, to be fair, my last landlord, I had owned a house, but I'd moved away and I still own the house, so I had to rent elsewhere. And I had, I guess the neighbor kids or something broke a window or a branch came down in a storm. And one of the guest bedrooms, the window broke and there's no screen and it's cold because it was like November.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm texting my landlord, like, hey, there's a broken window. And I don't think he sent someone for like 3 or 4 weeks, which is my heating bill. And I mean, I put cardboard and I shut the door and I sealed the room. But like, if that happened with Patrick, I would have no doubt. I'm like, hey, Patrick, somebody threw a ball through the window. He'd have somebody there that day.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Unless it was a weekend.
Right, right.
But I had a landlord. Have I ever told you what I did that one time to the worst landlord ever? Okay, so I had a landlord.
I think so. And I don't think you should tell this story.
I don't mind. I don't mind. If anybody,
this is the story I remember.
If anybody is still listening to this, you're going to enjoy this because this is a nice little look into my personality. So I rent this.
I think you should point out that you were young and stupid.
I rent this place. I rent this place years ago. And part of the deal was you had to pay a deposit. It was like $500 or whatever it was. $500 deposit up front, and you get that back whenever your lease ends and everything's good. So I talked to the guy a couple days before. I'm like, hey, we're still good. Because I was counting on that money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we're still good on the deposit coming back. He said, as long as that apartment is as clean as it was when you moved in. So I went and I paid somebody $100. I'm like, you know, I'll at least get $400 back.
Sure.
I paid $100 for somebody to go in and clean it. It looked better.
Of course.
Than it looked when I moved in. And the next day I came back to him. I'm like, hey, wanted to pick up my deposit. He goes, the apartment's trashed and this and that. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you told me that. I said, I had somebody go in there and clean it. He would not budge. He was just this curmudgeon-y, hole.
Jerk.
So I was like, okay, all right, fine. So I was telling my neighbor, who I was still friends with in that apartment, I was telling him about it, and he goes, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, I left my window open. So I went and I opened the window, and I walked in, and I proceeded to leave that man a present in the middle of the carpet on the floor, and I squished it all into the carpet.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, all right, I paid $500 for this moment, and it was kind of worth it.
Hey, don't wrong Bubba.
That's right.
Not saying I would have done it, but I don't disagree with it.
I'm starving. Let's do this.
All right.
Play the song. Read
guys,
the thing.
Y'all have a great day. Have a great weekend. The podcast. Oh, wait, real quick. Thanks to everybody. I do want to say this to everybody who came out to game night. I know we talked about it on the last podcast. It was amazing. I don't think it could have gone any better. It was really, really fun. So many people have been like, man, you guys don't charge enough. My face hurts from laughing so much. So we have some other dates that we're working on, looking at some more game nights. And kind of travel it around the country like we talked about. And we'll let you know as soon as we know, then we'll let you know. All right. So the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Is it okay?
On the radio.
When?
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
You should be.